Now, we have a member of the royal family who's going to be joining us for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Now, they're always a staple of over-under first-time contestants for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? So, without further ado, Strophe, let's go ahead and run it.
Those of you who say Ben Bruss is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Presented by Lakeland University. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We will come back to it if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Bruss, you're going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. So, like I said, member of the royal family, Mike in Franklin.
Did we meet Mike at one of our bars one time?
You guys met him once. Yeah. I had a beer with him and his wife once at one of our Michelob Ultra Bucks watch parties last year. Yeah, Mike. Mike's all over the place.
Absolutely lovely to meet Mike then and have him join us today. Mike, how are you feeling, number one? Number two, who would you like to be your question asker for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss?
Whoever wants to do it, you can do it, Brad, or whoever's going to do it. I'm doing okay. Hopefully I'll do okay, but we'll see how quickly I can answer here.
Mike, it's completely dealer's choice. So you tell us the name, and we'll roll with it.
Hey, you go ahead, Brad. You can do it.
All right. Mike and Franklin.
Well, Brad was excited.
He knows. That's right. It's
Brad really wanted to go.
It feels good to be chosen. I just wanted Mike to give me that validation. I was fishing for it.
Hold on a minute. He said he didn't know what his options were, so now you got to tell him his options.
His options are me, Kyle Wallace, and Alex Strofe.
Oh, I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You guys pick. It doesn't matter.
Mike's just a good guy. Right, I'll take it. Guys, I'll take it. Technically, you did pick me, and I feel good about it. So, any questions on how to play, Mike?
No, I think I know how to play. We'll see how I do.
Awesome. Okay, let's get it going in 3, 2, 1. Who sang the hit song Uptown Funk?
Pat.
Which NFL team's mascot is named Blitz?
Say it again. What?
Which NFL team's mascot is named Blitz?
Pass.
What is the most popular ice cream flavor in America?
Chocolate.
Who is the most recent MVP in the NBA to never win an NBA championship?
Bad.
Which movie features the line "You can't handle the truth"?
You good man.
What is the capital of California?
San Antonio. No, that's not right. Pass on that one.
What is the original name of Facebook?
I have no idea.
What type of fish is traditionally used in fish and chips?
Cod.
Who has hit the most postseason home runs in MLB history?
The Big Dumper.
Who has scored the most goals in NHL history?
This is tough.
Yeah, those are some tough questions. The maestro was in his bag. Ooh. We got a one-spot Strophe.
The one spot.
Ben's going to struggle with these, and I don't know how far he got down in the questions.
They don't get a lot easier.
What was the theme this week?
There really wasn't a theme. I got a little inspiration on some sports questions, had a couple capital questions.
Blitz. Is that the Steelers? Like, what is that? How are we supposed to find out?
I'll wait to reveal it. Because people like playing along. So
these are.
The problem is, I think he's going to get Uptown Funk. I think he's going to get ice cream.
He's not going to get
ice cream flavor. But we'll see.
You only get two choices for the ice cream flavor. Right?
I will say, as you go on down, maybe one question, but.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Oh, you guys got a pep in your step. He must have done good.
I'm always.
Well, you do have, I believe this is considered the king of the royal family, Mike and Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Are you smarter than Ben Bruss?
Oh, yeah. Screen.
Sorry.
Hand up.
Okay, but I'm looking at it. There's no, I don't believe there's any correct answers on there.
But there's some.
There is a question.
But I didn't see anything.
Okay.
Hand to God.
Okay. I believe you.
When last time you been to church? Your wedding?
No, after that.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Look at you. Finding the Lord.
He just lied to us, but no, that's okay.
Not true.
Good for you, Ben.
Ben, one more time? Was it for another wedding?
No.
Okay, good for you.
No, I didn't have to go to the next wedding. It's great.
What? Wait, what?
Now that we're married, I'm trying to do the thing where it's like, all right, we don't need to go to every wedding together, right? Like the ones that make sense. Like we're going to one in November, but like the October one.
Oh wow, you didn't have to go to a wedding with your wife?
Well,
you
gotta go when there's like, now 12 of them and you got a kid, like it's just like you got to pick and choose.
Wait, now that you're married,
yes.
He tricked her.
they're more of a what, like
you
a,
need
a,
representation.
Yeah, a unit to represent.
Yes. Just one's got to represent.
But prior to the marriage, despite the fact were getting married.
No, I was starting to plant the seeds of like, did we really have to both go sort of thing? And I did good.
I'm fascinated by this.
I can see that, but it's time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss?
It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We'll come back through if you get through the rest. If Mike and Franklin beats you, he's going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. Any questions, Ben?
Let's do this.
Let's do it in 3, 2, 1. Who sang the hit song Uptown Funk?
Bruno Mars.
Which NFL team's mascot is named Blitz?
The Falcons.
What is the most popular ice cream flavor in America?
Vanilla.
Who is the most recent NBA MVP to never win an NBA championship?
Luca.
Which movie features the line, "You can't handle the truth"?
Oh, man, that's Tom Cruise. A Few Good Men.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento?
What was the original name of Facebook?
The Social Network.
What type of fish is traditionally used in fish and chips?
Cod.
Who has hit the most postseason home runs in MLB history?
Barry Bonds.
Who has scored the most goals in NHL history?
Wayne Gretzky.
Three branches of government are executive, judicial, and what?
Legislative.
What animal is the symbol of the World Wildlife Fund?
An elephant?
Which NBA team's mascot is, quote, "Stuff the Magic Dragon"?
The Pelicans?
Who sang the 2019 hit song Old Town Road?
What year?
2019 hit song Old Town Road. Who
sang Gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
We're gonna ride till I can't no more.
It's like Nas?
Okay.
It's not Nas because he's dead.
No, he's
Nas
not.
Nas is dead?
No, Nas ain't no
dead.
Damn. Nas dead? That's crazy.
I was going to say, what?
Why are you killing off Nas?
Nas.
Why would you say Nas
is
dead?
I don't know who Nas is.
Lil Nas X,
Nas
you think of, but
Nas is a rapper. Lil Nas X is the answer.
You don't know who
it
Nas the rapper is?
Yeah,
no.
You cooked.
Yeah!
Yeah, you cooked.
2 for freaking 2 in a row.
Yeah, good.
Pretty good.
I don't
good.
Want it all, Matt.
Who said we were mad?
I see your faces. You guys are just whiny little babies.
Mike got one right. We knew you when you walked in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mike.
I was in shock of what you
I've now ran it up twice when I didn't need to.
That's a six spot. That was well done.
You're hitting a stride. And I thought those questions
were easy.
Damn, I
thought I had more.
Well, let's go through them. Who sang the hit song Uptown Funk? Bruno Mars is correct.
Good for you. I was surprised you got that.
NFL team's mascot named Blitz. Seattle Seahawks. Tough one. Tough
didn't
one.
Didn't know
there.
That.
Most popular.
What is crazy?
That was crazy.
Nas ain't no damn.
Why did you say that?
Yeah,
why did you think he was dead?
I thought no.
You got mixed up with Tupac.
No, I wasn't.
Got all the black rappers mixed up, huh?
Of course he did. String bean. Next.
Most popular ice cream flavor in America is vanilla. The most recent NBA MVP to never win an NBA championship.
You want to try this one again? Because Luca's never won an NBA.
Yeah, I realized that after I said it. most recent NBA MVP to not win a championship.
Yes. To never win it. I guess it doesn't really matter, but he didn't win it that year. Nor.
Joel?
Nice.
Ding, ding, ding. What movie features the line, "You can't handle the truth"? A Few Good Men. Very good.
Good for you.
Very
I didn't
good.
Know.
Capital, California, Sacramento.
I gotta be honest. I don't think I would have gotten this one had you put me on the spot.
Sacramento. Yeah, I knew it was in Los Angeles.
That's a state I always screw up.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Knowledge?
I might
have said like Fresno. I knew it was not a major city.
I knew it was in L.A.
Well, I mean, Sacramento.
It's not San Diego. It's not San Francisco.
Not San Fran.
Oh, okay. Now, Sacramento's a pretty big place.
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot of big cities out
there. Yeah, San Bernardino. Bernardino's like massive.
Huge. Yeah, huge. Yeah.
I don't even. San Bernardino, what?
It's just south of L.A.
Hmm.
Original name of Facebook. I thought social network was a good guess.
It's the name of the movie.
The Facebook.
Oh!
Little tricky, but also true.
Thanks,
Brad.
I was going to say the book face, and I was like, don't say that.
Book face. Traditional fish and fish and chips is cod. Very good as well.
Port Washington Fish Days taught
so
me
he
that.
Got, so Mike got two then. He said cod as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He had a two spot. He had a two spot. You're right.
This is interesting. The amount of home runs this guy has hit in the postseason is incredible. Most postseason home runs in MLB history. Manny Ramirez. Any guess as to how many?
21.
32?
29.
Damn!
29 home runs in the postseason.
He went crazy.
Shohei might hit that many this year.
Not true, but I see what you're saying.
Alex Ovechkin has the most goals in NHL history. He just broke Gretzky's wet record, so good guess. Three branches of government, executive, judicial, legislative, correct. Animal is the symbol of the World Wildlife Fund is a panda.
It's a panda. Yeah, sure is.
NBA, this is a wild mascot name. NBA team's mascot is Snuff.
Is it the Magic?
It's Magic. Snuff the Magic Dragon.
Hey!
Stuff the Magic Dragon. And also, you called him, quote, Stuff the Magic Dragon?
Quote. It's in quotes.
Oh, ChatGPT, huh?
I wrote it sort of like Ron Burgundy asked
do you
the
get
teleprompter.
Stuff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah, because like you like a slam dunk.
But
Stuff the Magic Dragon is partaking in
the okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said it's wild.
He really thought you were just a noob.
Yeah,
I mean he is.
Wait, I mean but I'm cultured.
Let's stay on that one. Let's keep moving. On.
It's a great song though.
And we've already said Old Town Road.
Isn't there a magician named Puff the Magic Dragon?
No, there's a song that we sung in elementary school.
Puff the Magic Dragon lives by the sea.
Something
in the autumn mist.
Meet the Parents, anybody?
Yeah.
Oh man, the circle.
The
circle of
circle trust.
Love that movie.
You are outside the circle of trust. With a note. He lives in the note with a circle and a dot on it.
Oh, it's so good.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss is brought to you by Lakeland University, Wisconsin's leader in flexible, personalized education. Whether you're just starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way. I'm feeling good. Two in a row?
Cool.
Two in a row? I love when you guys are not laughing, not having fun. Ha ha ha, Ben lost. He stinks. Not today. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so.
Say that again.
Nobody
said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Believe me, just watch.
Come on! Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Sure, we'll get back to if Jordan Love is just great or elite, because Kyle's saying he's elite, and we'll want to be hearing from you on that.
All caps, baby.
Do your chant again.
E-L-I-T-E-I-T-E. Elite.
Elite-ite.
Well, because you can't elite use E-L-I-T-E, E-L-I-T-E, elite. That doesn't sound good.
E-L-I-T-E, E-L-I-T-E, elite.
Oh. E-L-I-T-E, E-L-I-T-E, elite. Okay.
But because I was doing it to a different beat.
I know you were. I was just trying to help you out.
Okay.
All right, everybody together now.
No.
One, two, three.
E-L-I-T-E. E-L-I-T-E. Elite.
Oh, I messed it up. Y'all got it. Look at y'all with rhythm.
The white guys got the rhythm.
It was a little off rhythm, so that's why I struggled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's why you couldn't do it. Couldn't get in our rhythm.
It's just the claps. You know, it wasn't on claps.
Okay.
It wasn't,
all right.
See?
He clapped too many times, by the way.
No, it was E-L-I-T-E, E-L-I-T-E, elite.
My brain can't function off beat.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe's running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. It's always good to hear from the source, right? You know, the guy who's in charge, guy who's running things over the University of Wisconsin-Madison's football program. That'll be Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell on the Luke Fickell Show, courtesy of the Badger Radio Network. I just want you to listen for yourself.
You got to have guys when they walk in the door and know what it's all about and what it means and what rivalries are like. And that's where it starts. And then the guys like a Mason Posa that aren't from here and maybe didn't grow up and even in the Big Ten country, that once they get here, they recognize how powerful and how strong it is, and then they have the same feeling. But it's got to start with guys from within as much as anything. And so Sean West is a guy that, like I said, is obviously lived it and wanted to be a part of this as a walk-on guy that now has gotten his opportunity and, you know, is going to continue to get those opportunities. A guy like Matt Young, who, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, there's a guy that has tears in his eyes every time he takes the field here. And it shows you some of those things, no matter what the situation is, that those are the guys that still help us to battle through some of these tougher times. And we can't find enough of those guys. The more that we can find like those guys that, you know, that when they do get here, whether they have to earn it, they have to work for it, they have to develop for it, that have the opportunity to help us on the field. That's where the core and the crux of this thing has got to continue to grow.
Ha! Okay, let me just say this. If I was listening to that after year one, I would say, all right, halfway through year three with this record, I'm supposed to listen to that and be like, yep, let's give this guy more time after he failed to figure this out and now wants to go about this in a way where it sounds really good. But let's not act like you're not getting paid $8 million a year to make sure this program is great. Just because you recognize something needs to change doesn't mean you can't be held accountable for how you got to this point. He basically is making me even more mad that Tim Brando and Luke Fickell are discussing this, and Brando's holding the water for Fickell on the broadcast for Fox Sports, and now he's regurgitating everything that we've heard from Brad Nortman on this show, from Barry Alvarez, from Derek Engler, from anybody who has a pulse about this football program.
Yeah, you know, it's remarkable. He's saying all the right things, but it's way too late, as you're saying, Ben. Like, where is all of this building into the fabric starting in year one so that by the time year three comes around, it's actually you're showing the fruit of it? And I just wondered to myself, listen, with all due respect to punters, and I'm a homegrown punter myself, if that's the first, and Sean West is a great punter, right? I love him. But if the punter is the first guy you're pointing to as being like, oh, he's a homegrown guy, he loves playing for the team, that shows me that you haven't done enough, because a good punter helps a team for sure, but he's not changing the fabric of a university and a program. Come on now. That proves to me that he hasn't been banging the sand, doing what needs to be done in order to do exactly what his words are saying. And the thing is, this is only coming to light because of the uproar, right? Because guys like me and countless other people out there are bringing this to light. If this never came to light, would he ever acknowledge this? Maybe,
hell,
but maybe
no,
not.
So he
knows now. Will he have a chance to actually follow through with this? Who knows? But man, oh man, it's hard to. He's saying all the right things. I just want that to be followed through with actual action.
Yeah. He lost me when he said Sean West. Because listen, again, no disrespect to Sean West.
I didn't even mad at you.
I know. I mean, Sean West looked great with the fake punt, but the fact that he says, and he was a walk-on. So to be correct, the name that comes to mind, as you said, Brad, was a punter. But then on top of that, it was a walk-on punter. So you couldn't think of a scholarship player that you recruited hard to come to the state of Wisconsin that you can talk about that starting and making an impact on this team. This is what we're doing. So once he heard Sean West, all I can think in my head is, did this man just say a punter and then he just said he was a walk-on and this is it? This is the start. You have failed, and you have failed miserably. Like, I'm sorry. There's no coming back from this. Sometimes things just don't work out. So I think it's okay for us to say, hey, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I think it's time to move on at the end of the season. The results aren't there on the football field. In recruiting in the state of Wisconsin, they aren't there as well. He's losing relationships with the coaches across the state of Wisconsin. Guys are leaving the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, what are we doing here? At the end of the year, I respect Luke Fickell, and I hope at the end of the season he has a conversation that says, listen, well, it's probably best that we divorce. You can pay me. You can maybe pay me $15 million. You ain't got to be 25, but I think
he's going to take every dollar.
Whatever it is, but he should leave out gracefully because I don't think this football team's winning another game, and this is just
Chris chimes in on the Carbo's Talking text line. Luke Fickell, on the Luke Fickell Show across the Badger Radio Network, decided to get this to a point where Brad even had to go on punter crime here.
Yeah.
I know. That's,
you had to take another punter to make an overall point about the program.
I feel no joy in taking down a fellow punter, but if Brett Bielema was on the Brett Bielema show and saying, you know what, we got to keep those in-state guys here, right? They're the fabric
Brad
of our team.
Brad Nortman.
I mean, Brad Nortman's a great example. I'd say, Coach B, don't you put that on me. Go get them old linemen. Go get some, get some tight ends. Get some studs. Get some linebackers. Don't mention me as that. A punter simply cannot do that for a program.
No,
Sean West, but come on, man.
The punter is a sign of your offense failing.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell, he knows a lot about the punters, I guess. That's why he probably on his mind. The punter had the most electrifying play we've seen in weeks, months.
Hey, shout out to T.Y. Hilton's son.
Shout out to T.Y. Hilton's son, because I'm telling y'all, that boy, Hunter Simmons just said, yeah. And T.Y. Hilton's son came down. Shout out to him.
You know who's always got a plan to make your house better? That's Gina Della from Pella.
Oh, she's got a plan, and she delivers. Words meet action when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And you'll be happy that you give her and her team a call at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because you're feeling what I'm feeling out there. It's crisp morning air, a little cooler at night. Soon it's going to be cold all day long, and you're going to want to have energy-efficient windows and doors to make sure that your house is fortified and increased in home value. And Pella Windows and Doors is the go-to location in order to make that happen. They have incredible amount of durability. But not only that, aesthetic pleasing, views. It's a transformation from inside and out with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And right now is the perfect time to take advantage of this offer they're offering right now. 0% interest for up to 60 months. You get those new energy efficient Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to give your home value increase and energy savings, all with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's into the 2030s. That's how long that is. So do yourself a favor. Visit the Experience Center in Brookfield. Go online to PellaWI.com and allow yourself to get that free consultation to see how Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can upgrade you and your home with Pella Windows and Doors.
Is Goody going to cement 2025 with a bang heading into the trade deadline? The boys will tell you what they think they should cook up next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Do you think?
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Players make impact. There's no doubt, man. I mean, that's what, you win and lose games because players, right? I mean, these are the guys that do it. So certainly players make impact. I am not a huge believer that one player, you're never one player away, right? It's just, I never believe that. But good players make impacts, and so anytime there's players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to.
Well, Goody says you're never just one player away. Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, and Ben Brust. Alex Strofe is running the show. 800-990-3776. If they were one player away, it would be what position?
Cornerback.
Yeah, I mean, is that a real question written down?
No, it's a rhetorical one that I wanted you guys to answer.
That is a good use of rhetorical. That's very
good.
Let's not celebrate every word victory.
That's a good use of it after we gave our response.
I think, as we all know, there's a lot of confidence in the linebacking position. There's a lot of confidence with Micah Parsons and what he can do on the defensive line. Having Devontae Wyatt back, I think, was very helpful. The safeties are very solid. Javon Bullard's in the slot. But on the outside, Nate Hobbs was no good that he got benched. Carrington Valentine is a great competitor, but he's not like a number one type star guy. But I love the way he plays football. And Keyshawn Nixon, outside of those five pass breakups in one game, has had his moments. Now, we can look at the offensive line. They made a huge investment. They signed Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love's their quarterback. They got a plethora of wide receivers and three tight ends, two of which were drafted. You look at that cornerback position, one that everyone looked at might be a spot that they would try and go in the draft this year. Didn't do anything particularly early because I think they were happy with what they did in signing Nate Hobbs. But as it stands right now, that is a position that makes you a little nervous because you can't rely on that pass rush 24/7 to get home. Can they get home? Absolutely. But when they don't and you're stuck on the outside, even if you're in zone, we saw what the Cowboys were able to do. George Pickens and others of the like. Obviously, Jamar Chase against Carrington Valentine. Carrington Valentine got a stop. Gritted in front of him, and then Jamar Chase makes an unbelievable play. So if you could grant one wish for the trade deadline, would it be doing the thing that we are all rhetorically hoping that he does when he says they're never one player away?
It absolutely is. I mean, this Green Bay Packer team is one good cornerback away from being truly elite. I mean, when you watch this team perform over the last seven games, right? They're 5-1-1, seven games. The two things you'd look at is say, well, maybe the run game needs to get better, but it feels like they got everybody in the room, right? They got a solid O-line. They seem to put it together. And Josh Jacobs is amazing. So that I feel like will come. But we have seen enough times where we've seen inconsistency from the secondary, and Aaron Rodgers started to expose sort of the areas of the secondary that can be picked on and can be exposed. I think that the Nate Hobbs experiment has not gone well at all. He's been benched, so I don't really trust him in those big moments. Carrington Valentine has shown that he's a gamer. He is a good cornerback on the outside, and Keyshawn Nixon, he deserves playing time, and he is good out there, but I think it's incomplete is how I feel about it. If I had Carrington Valentine, if I had Keyshawn Nixon and one other good to very good cornerback, I would feel great about this team against any given opponent. So I think if Goody wants to really seal the deal on an A-plus GM job, which he has done, right? He's drafted pretty well the last couple of years. The Jordan Love experiment has worked out, and trading for Micah Parsons has been nothing short of a home run. If he wants to truly make this team elite, make 2025 a Super Bowl year, and put a cherry on top of a masterful GM job, he needs to trade for a cornerback before the deadline. And just real quick for some perspective on, well, what's that going to cost us? What's that going to cost the Green Bay Packers? One trade for a cornerback has already occurred. The Los Angeles Rams have traded for a guy named Roger McCreary. ESPN put out a list of top 25 free agents that are likely or possibly could get traded before the deadline. McCreary was 14th. He was the third cornerback. There's a cornerback on that's four, Reek Wolin, and nine, Alante Taylor. The Rams gave up a fifth round draft pick, and they received McCreary and a sixth round draft pick. It's basically a pick swap and McCreary. Long story short, when you trade for a guy in the middle of the season like this, it's cheap. It's inexpensive. Even to get Reek Wolin, who's a very good young cornerback from Seattle, maybe it'll cost you a fifth rounder, maybe a fifth, and you give up a seventh. This is very low level of investment. I get that Goody loves his draft picks, but it's low level of investment for shoring up truly the one area that I feel like is incomplete in a landscape in the NFL. Where I look and say, I don't think there's a great team. The Packers could and should be that great team, but all it takes is one player, and you can be had before the trade deadline.
Yeah, for me, when I look at it, obviously the position is corner. We've seen a cornerback play. It just has not been good enough, right? And the goal of the Green Bay Packers is to win the championship. And some people might say, oh, you're being greedy by, you know, he already got Micah Parsons. You can't keep taking swings. Yes, you can, and you shall. The whole...
The Rams
always take sacks because they understand it's about winning a championship and putting yourself in a position to win a championship. And the cornerback position is clearly a weakness. We knew going into the season, after we got Micah Parsons, we knew there was one more glaring hole in that defense, and that hole has shown its ugly head. Yes, Keyshawn had a couple good games inside of there, but what we know is that he's playing out of position, right? He's playing out of position. Nate Hobbs is playing so much out of position, the fact that they had to actually bench Nate Hobbs. He's better in the slot. Keyshawn's serviceable at corner on the outside, but his best position will probably be on the inside. So the Green Bay Packers need to do a better job of putting guys in the best position to be successful. Right now, when I look at that cornerback position, we have one legitimate outside corner. And this is no knock at the other guys on the roster, but it's simply that you guys are better inside than you are outside. We would be better served if Nate Hobbs and Keyshawn Nixon were playing in the slot than playing on the outside. We need to find somebody who could play on the outside more consistently, and then think how much elevated this team would be if Keyshawn was on the inside or Nate Hobbs on the inside with Javon Buller. Javon Buller is very good at tackling, very good at the line of scrimmage. Covers can be better. So you mean to tell me if we can put in a Nixon or we can put in a Hobbs when we need to put quarter four defensive backs out there or something like that? Yeah, I take that dime package, put in Keyshawn, put in Nate Hobbs to cover guys in the slot, and then you bring in another guy on the outside. That makes this defense that much better, and it gets us that closer to championship. Keyshawn Nixon and Nate Hobbs, they can be part of a championship defense, but on the inside.
For more context here, to go a little further on what the Rams did, when Sean McVay was asked about it, saying McCreary adds depth at a position group for Los Angeles, and the cornerback versatility made him an ideal addition. So again, you're talking about versatility in guys that, you know, Keyshawn has played outside. Nate Hobbs did play outside, but primarily in the slot before he was a Green Bay Packer. So it just, again, having more pieces to the puzzle to try and figure out who can be out there consistently to make sure that you have the best roster possible if you truly believe that this team can win a Super Bowl and the cost is not as steep as one would think, as Brad went through the terms of what the Rams just did for the third best free agent available next year that was potentially someone who would be traded for.
And real quick, this falls perfectly into Goody's lap, because midseason trades, you don't want to trade like an O-lineman, right? Because you have to learn the playbook, rhythm with the other four guys. It's a hard plug and play. A cornerback, it's a great plug and play. It's usually just, you know, simple defensive calls. You're playing man or you're playing zone. So that's why something like a D lineman or a cornerback are really good trades at the deadline, because they can plug and play and there's really no big drop off because of a new playbook or anything like that.
800-990-3776. Carter chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Nixon is good, but can't keep up unless he's got his hands on someone. I retract my statement on him being cornerback one. We need another body. I know that, Strofe, you brought something to our attention. Obviously, Jair was a healthy scratch. No thank you.
Again.
No thank you, no thank you, no thank you.
I tend to agree.
Brad John from Milwaukee over the last 3 weeks has been texting about, does Brad still want Jair Alexander? Because you did make a strong claim for re-signing him. It's okay.
I did. I'll take this moment.
I meant to bring this up because I was like, I have a feeling Brad's going to be like, yeah, it's John, it's okay. Like, I was wrong.
I was wrong. If Jair is a healthy scratch on a bad defense.
I don't
want him near Green Bay. And
they're
I do think
against the Bears, because Caleb Williams stinks.
You can put up with his antics when he's great, but clearly his ability to play great football has diminished way beyond even what I thought was possible. So no. I don't want any Jair Alexander.
I also was just loving see it come in on the Carbless Talk and text line like repeatedly when we weren't even talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Man, KBN Nation keeps receipts, huh?
Receipts are there.
Well, yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I mean, I'm shocked. I believe what his daddy said. Obviously, the knee ain't healthy, because ain't no way you have that big of a fall off. So clearly that knee ain't healthy. So the Green Bay Packers, once again, get rid of guys before it's too late.
Wearing all this athletic gear.
Are you hot?
My neck is really like, you know what? Like,
your neck is the only thing that has real layers.
You know, your neck gets hot. And then when I'm wearing the headphones, my ear gets really hot, and then I get really agitated. So I might be getting agitated at some point here. But some of this gear is some of the stuff that I've worn to the Princeton Club to get my better tomorrow. Have a strong body, a strong mind, and help provide a strong community, because there's always initiatives going on at the Princeton Club in the Madison locations or New Berlin and Milwaukee where you can help the community. Take the simple step. No goal is small. Just get started today at the Princeton Club. Open 24/7, personal training, best equipment, clean health clubs, sauna, steam room, basketball courts. Like a lot of these places, you can go to check them out, get a tour. You're going to fall in love. Join with that membership, and you're going to get free childcare as well. It's a no-brainer. Join the Prince Club for a better tomorrow. We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion of the show and head into the 414 Hour at 4 here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I dance my booty off.
But you don't have muscles.
You don't have a booty, so I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
What song is this?
Kyle, you know it?
No.
Respect This Hustle by T.I.
Oh.
Hey, what's a BBL?
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm rolling through Twitter.
Yeah, give us the context,
say,
please. Yes.
Coach Prime
okay,
says something.
Hang on. Quick timeout.
Let him go.
Quick timeout. Kyle, Brustin, Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Strofe's running the show. I'm going to toss it over to Brad Nortman now to just go.
I just need a little bit of translation here. Sure. I'm rolling through. Coach Prime says, quote, "You can get a BBL. You come in here flat as I don't know what, and leave thick as a Snicker."
Hey,
I'm just trying. I'm trying to figure out.
So context clues.
Yeah, and he's talking about coaches getting fired
so
and the patient.
You know what thicker than a Snicker means?
I do know thicker than a Snicker.
We talked about that. We talked about that.
So that is usually a compliment.
Yes.
For somebody that is rather curvy.
Yes.
Okay. You know, strophe is what Post Prime talking about, coming in
as flat as I don't know what. So in that context,
I can follow the flatness and the thickness.
So what do you think a BBL would do to somebody?
A BBL.
Oh my gosh, Brad, you've never heard of a BBL.
I've never heard of BBL.
You know, what do you like, do? You know, this is hard.
What a BBL would do to somebody?
There's elementary kids running around talking about BBL.
Is it a noun?
I don't know about that. That's
elementary
concerning.
School kids?
I promise you, there are kids who are running around singing songs.
You should just say every high schooler, every college student, and 75% of the world's population probably know what a BBL is at this point.
So it's a noun.
World strong.
It's a noun.
A person, place, or thing? Yeah, I guess.
It's a thing, yeah.
Because you can get
BBL. It's an action.
You can get a BBL, yes. One would receive a BBL.
So it's a noun that you receive.
Jeez, you call it a
noun. You get a BBL.
It's a procedure.
He's calling it a noun.
A procedure.
It's a procedure.
Bro, like, I am
like
just...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Booty lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian butt lift.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, make them.
That's BBL.
Yeah, BBL.
How many times have you seen BBL before this and not known what it meant?
I have never seen BBL together,
bro.
Never.
I just don't.
I've seen BBQ.
Yeah,
barbecue. I've seen other things like that. I've never seen BBL. So I was like, I almost thought it was like a basketball comment, like b-ball. That's what I thought. I was like, we're playing basketball. What's happening here? I've never seen BBL. I was like, that's a weird way to like. Say basketball.
I'm astounded. Do you think your wife knows what a BBL is? Do you think like she'd be like, Brad, what
text her. Do you know what a BBL is?
I hope she says Bradley.
Yeah, come on, Brad.
I'm just Lexi, do you know what a BBL is?
You put punctuation on your voice text like that?
I didn't even know. Yeah, you got to.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't. If it tells me to do it, then I do it. You're just having a simple conversation.
How fast of a responder is she?
Well,
she has babies.
She's got a lot going on.
Here's the other thing. I hope she doesn't think you're insinuating something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
You should have added. No. I like the no context.
Yeah. Yeah. I would bet she doesn't know what it is.
I would bet she does.
So what?
I would also bet she does.
So when it comes to...
She used to model. Like she has to be on Instagram pages that like have some things... That naturally, it comes up.
Yeah, your algorithm is different than mine.
BBL's is
left to right. Left to right
stocks,
of mine.
Healthy eating?
Yeah. Parenting? BBL.
This is wild. You act like you're 80.
I mean, I don't
Do
know what
these
algorithms...
Do you still read the newspaper?
What? Oh, I used to. It wasn't long ago that I said, you know, I'm just going to go all digital. I used to love getting the, you know... The paper in your hand.
Oh, I'm with you on
it
this.
Open. That's
I'm
a real good feeling.
It's a lot of pages.
Great smell.
BBL. See, this is why I'm thankful for this job. You guys help inform me.
I just don't know. Like, you know nothing about pop culture.
I have another question.
Yes.
On the newspaper thing. Do you have a digital newspaper subscription?
I do.
How often do you utilize that? Because I do, too.
Every day.
I do, too. Yeah. I'm with you on this.
What do you have?
Journal Sentinel.
Oh.
You pay for the Journal Sentinel?
Yeah, I do.
I was going to say,
Brad's going to be something more highbrow.
Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, very highbrow.
You do the puzzle every morning?
I do have a subscription to the New York Times games as well. So I play my crossword every morning. I play Wordle every morning. Yeah,
you
it's
do
like the cartoon section.
We have a subscription to Journal Sentinel here, to the company.
We do.
We do.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, that's huge.
Well, that would save me a couple bucks a year.
And we know you need it.
Yeah, I
that was unnecessary, but fair.
No, but it's true. Very true. I don't know how you survive. Man. I spent a little money this weekend. I said, bro, I don't know how people like Strofe just on a whim just spent $300.
I spend $300
Summerfest.
On a whim.
Yeah,
thank you. How many drinks did you buy at Summerfest every time you went?
Just a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll add up.
Yeah.
I probably did spend $300 in its entirety.
Hell no.
Didn't you go like five
concert
nights?
Concert tickets.
I don't buy tickets to
Summerfest. You don't go to the main stage.
I did one time, and that was a $100 ticket.
So okay, it's all adding up even more as we go. Jim and Molly in Madison, Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We're next on 94.5 ESPN and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.